Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Billy, Destiny, and Frank bringing us back. Little ZZ Top, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gerald Salente. He is a trends tracker. He is the world's trends tracker, as far as I'm concerned. He's the author of Trends 2000, and he publishes the Trends Tracking, the Trends Journal. What are you doing that monthly now?
Well, the Trends Journal is a quarterly, and we have a Trends Monthly and a Trends This Week, which I'm sure you're getting.
Well, you've really ramped up a lot and getting a lot of good information out there, folks. So I encourage you to go there. Trendsjournal.com, is that right?
Trendsjournal.com, and we also do Trends in the News broadcasts each weekday night.
Right. All right, so check that out, folks. It's good stuff. Gerald, are we in the middle of World War III?
Yes, and that's what I was talking about with Putin. And you can see with the budgets now, with the military budgets, they're expanding more and more into NATO, closer to Russia. They're doing.
When you say the military budgets, you're talking about the United States?
U.S. military budget. Yeah, matter of fact, half of our expenditures are military.
And yet the military budget in the United States is getting smaller, right?
It's smaller in terms of growth, but it's still very large compared to the rest of the world. It's not even, nothing's close to it. And again, and then we're looking at all of what's going on in the Middle East. And all this is tied together in so many different ways. You know, all things are connected as we look at trends. We don't look at it in one dimensional. So you take, for example, what's going on in the Middle East with Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
It does not make the news that they're bombing Yemen into oblivion. And this is the poorest.
You're right about that. That's not in the news.
It's the poorest country in the Middle East, and the Yemenis.
But aren't
have done
there? They've safe harbored a lot of bad guys, a lot of terrorists there, Yemen.
But that has nothing. It's not that at all. What it's about is that they overthrew the government of one dictator, the people there, and the Saudis are saying, no, we got to put that dictator back. I'm mentioning this because you're looking also at declining oil prices.
Mm-hmm.
And Saudi Arabia has to have oil selling at $100 a barrel for its government to break even.
And for it to fulfill all the obligations it's made to keep its citizenship in line.
That's right, because they paid them off when the Arab Spring was going on to shut them down.
That's right. Well, they've always paid them off. I mean, they've always subsidized it, basically every Arab citizen.
Yeah. And it's, again, they call it a kingdom. It's a dictatorship. It's a kingdom. What did a prince kiss a frog, you know, and the frog became a king? I mean, let's grow up about this.
But do you see...
But anyway, going back into all of this whole problem, whether it's Bahrain, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, you're going to start seeing a lot of destabilization coming from these natural resources.
Because they're dropping the price of oil?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's going to happen in Russia, too. It's happening in Russia. It's happening in Iran.
It's not happening in Iran as much because they
just gave them $100 billion is one reason.
Again, they gave back their money that we were holding that they took from them and put in sanctions. So, but let's stay with Iran for one second. They have had sanctions for all those years. Now they're just pumping oil, so the people aren't going to rebel against that because now they're finally putting more oil on the market.
How is this going to manifest as World War III?
I'm not
talking about World War III. I'm talking about the war on terror.
Well, this is what I'm trying to say. It's all connected into one.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing this destabilization keep spreading. And you look at the people who the Saudis have propped up. You know, you look at Obama, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize winner. He overthrew Gaddafi. You look look what's going on in Libya. It's total destruction.
Go back to
the people that helped overthrow Gaddafi. Who were they funded by? The Saudis.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we call them today? Militant jihadists. It's all connected.
So
what we're looking about, then you're looking at the refugee crisis.
What do you think the next front of this war is going to be?
I think it's going to be the Middle East, and it's probably it's going to explode again in Israel, as this settlement.
You think Israel is more in jeopardy now than they've ever been?
Well, Israel, I think Israel is with their expansion policies of taking more settlements. You're going to see more uprisings there. You're going to start seeing the war in, as I said, in Yemen start spreading into Saudi Arabia, because there's another factor. Mm-hmm. 4 million Yemenis live in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, you remember when the new year began and Saudi Arabia beheaded a Shia,
right,
a prominent,
right,
Shia cleric?
Right.
You know where the Shia live? In the same places where the Yemenis live in, mm-hmm, Saudi Arabia, in their oil field districts.
Right. So do you?
So that's where we see the eruption.
Do you think these immigrants are going to contribute to the war? Are they going to destabilize the West, Europe especially?
Absolutely.
They're doing it right now.
It's going to be a destabilization because it's not only migrants. Again,
are the EU countries in jeopardy right now?
Yes.
And explain that.
Well, it's two levels. It's a migrant crisis, meaning people leaving because, again, you look at commodity prices. They're at 1991 lows, according to the Bloomberg Commodity Index. Then you go around the world, starting from, let's say, South Africa.
Right.
All the mining there. Mm-hmm. You're looking now at the South African rand, for example, being at a record low.
Do you see any
the people leaving the Congo, Nigeria, Niger, all these resource-rich countries, because they don't have any dough anymore, they're moving into Europe. Then there's another level on top of it. That's called the refugee crisis.
Mm-hmm.
These are the millions leaving because they're carved out of their country.
It didn't have to happen, by the way. It didn't have to happen. It was created by bad policies, in my opinion, from the United States government. Trendsjournal.com is the website. When we come back, I'm going to ask Gerald if he sees anything to be excited and happy about in the world after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.